Sure. I am Deborah Holland, a singer-songwriter, performer, composer, professor of music here in Los Angeles. I teach at Cal State Los Angeles, and the class I teach is called American Music in Popular Culture.
But I think of you, you know, as a descendant of the Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Paul Simon songwriters that so when you think back on the things that were influencing you when you were younger, was Paul Simon in that group?
Absolutely. Early Simon, all the early Simon and Garfunkel were really important albums to me. The first songs that I learned how to play, you know, were a lot of them were Simon and Garfunkel tunes. And then a couple of things that Paul Simon has done as a solo artist were significant, I think, in my development as a songwriter. And even later, the song American Tune is probably in my top 10 most favorite songs. And much later, I think Graceland is one of the best albums of the past, you know, 40 years.
Would you ever have covered American Tune? I mean, in performance or anything?
I never have. You know, I'm not, as you know, I'm not much of a cover girl. I can't imagine covering American Tune because, to me, it's perfect. I don't know that I could bring anything to it that would make it different or add anything or I mean, I'm always being influenced by Paul Simon. Even the on my new record, I did a Stephen Foster song, and I have these samples of African singers, and they, you know, it sounds exactly like Ladysmith. I mean, it's basically that sound. So, you know, he's adventuresome, he's experimental, he's not afraid to try something and even fail, which I don't know that he's ever failed, but not everything that he's done is up to the same. Not everything is Graceland, but he still steps out there and outside of himself and pushes himself. And I teach a songwriting class, and I always play them American Tune because I just think the writing is amazing, the chord progression is amazing, and the lyrics are phenomenal. That's a song that I don't know if younger kids get it. I don't know. I think that's a song that you had to be of an age in a certain period of time to appreciate. I could be wrong. I mean, there could be somebody who's 18 or 19 and hear it and get it, but not sure.
Well, what's to get? Besides saying it's phenomenal, you know, what do you think is coming across in that?
The angst of a certain generation, the feeling of being lost and not quite knowing how to deal with being an American, and it's also on so many other levels. It doesn't even have to be a political song. I mean, it could just be a song about the struggle of living. You know, here we are Americans. We've got three meals a day. We live in a nice, you know, everything's hunky-dory here, and yet we still have our own little emotional struggles. I mean, it could be taken on that level as well. And it's highly optimistic at the same time. You know, I've been mistaken, confused, felt forsaken, certainly misused. Those are pretty strong things, but I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm just weary to the bone. You know, I'm okay. You know, I can handle this. I can do it. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees, but it's all right. It's all right, for we've lived so well so long. You know, we're Americans. We've got the good life. At least that's how I interpret it. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I mean, there's definitely something wrong. I mean, this song is timeless. You could sing this now, and it could be exactly about what's happening in, you know, our political situation right now with Bush and the Iraq War. There's no, you know. And then the bridge is what just is, to me, it's majestic. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul, this isn't right. My soul grows unexpectedly. Rose, right. There's a mistake here. Yeah, you can't be forever blessed. So tomorrow's going to be another working day. That's right. You have to keep trying. You know, it's the old thing of we're on a sinking ship going down, but you have to keep bailing. And I'm trying to get some rest. That's all. I'm trying to get some rest. The way that he repeats lines, which is to me, it's a trademark of Paul Simon, is always, it's just so effective. And that's something I definitely stole right from him. I love repeating a line. It's just exquisite the way that he does it. It's so simple. You know, he'll repeat the simplest lines and it'll just be so effective. Yeah, and Graceland's an amazing album, and he was very brave to go do it. And it, you know, history shows that he did the right thing, you know, by bringing these musicians and by bringing that music out to the rest of the world. No one would have ever known about it. I mean, it's really great that he did that. And it's also probably top 10 best concerts I ever saw was the Graceland tour.